producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Lots of things going on here,
Super.
As usual. Super! The Good Day program focusing on some of the serious issues of the day, some of the silly issues of the day, some of the... I don't know this. I don't remember listening to this song this deeply into it, Richie. I'm listening. Is this Jewel?
No, it's Carolyn Duane, I think it is.
Glad I asked.
Yeah, it's cool. Sounds like
serious, silly, whatever is going on. We're about the business of that. My friends Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen are here on the air with me as five or six or seven or eight or nine, or what is it, actually 11 states in all are having their Super Tuesday vote. I've asked people to tell us what the most important issue was for them in the election process. 32% of the returns say the way government works, the way Washington operates, Richie, that's number one. Number two, the federal budget deficit. Number three, the economy. Let's see here. Number four, terrorism. Number five, health care. Number six, immigration. Number seven, farm and food policy. Number eight, foreign trade. That's the way the thing stacks up so far. With people in all kinds of different places concerned. The food and freedom thing, the DARK Act gets voted on today. Make sure you call your senator. I don't say this lightly, and I don't want to pass it off. But I've been talking about this on the air with Jennifer and Richie and all of you for a long time, and it's time that there is some serious action. The Senate is actually going to vote on it today after the hearing last week. And if it gets through, you will never know where your food comes from. Monsanto will have won again, and you will not know. And there are all kinds of things all over the place. The popular media, the popular press is onto this now for the first time. You can see a lot of headlines in various newspapers. CBS has got a story. ABC has one. CNN's got one. MSNBC, The Post, The Times, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a very serious thing. And so, if you're concerned about who's going to win, if you're voting today in the primary in any of these states, one of the things you ought to be concerned about is where you're going to be able to get your food. Are you going to be able to choose where your food comes from? And that will not happen if this DARK Act passes. Oh, and I love the title of this, Richie. I just found out about that. I've always called it the DARK Act. But in fact, it's called the bill. Actual name of the bill is the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act.
Right. That sounds
it's
so nice.
Laughable.
Yeah. Who would vote against that?
I would. Never,
exactly.
Never.
It was like the Patriot Act.
It's safe and it's accurate. Act. Right. Yeah.
Now, one thing that we could do to combat this, too, is to put pressure on the companies from which we buy our food, right, to provide accurate labeling. Because just because the government protects you from having to disclose that you're using Monsanto seed or whatever it is, you could still ask the food companies to provide
that.
Well,
that was the other proposal.
If you walk through many of the grocery stores now, they will tell you where it comes from. They'll have a little sign just sitting there. And it's not labeled on the avocado itself that it's from Mexico or California. There's a sign that says Mexico, California avocados.
Yep.
And they get it. So no matter what legislation Monsanto tries to push through, people will not accept it, be it legislatively or commercially. They will demand to know where their food is coming from.
Yeah. Okay. Jennifer, yesterday the distraction of the Oscar highlights, all of that stuff. Are we done with that? I thought yesterday the attempt and last night on some of those access shows the attempt to find something interesting to talk about, like the dresses and all that.
Well, that's not an attempt. That's something that's done every year. They always talk about what people are wearing. That's just that goes along with the Oscars. That's probably why most women watch it. But to your point, this is the least watched Oscar broadcast in 8 years.
Yeah.
So it wasn't blazing it up, that's for sure.
No. But I was sitting
but
here.
But does that mean the boycott worked?
No. I boycotted, not because of the black nomination. Because I just didn't have time. Way too long. Didn't see the movie. Turn it off.
Yeah, right. So we're here. I'm in Emeritus in Florida. And I turned on the TV. She's making dinner. And it was about, I don't know, 7:35, 7:40. And one of those shows, Access or Entertainment Tonight, whatever it is, they have this gay guy who's on talking about the dresses from the night before. And he's pointing out all this. And I was ready to turn it. Meredith says, no, don't turn it. I want to see the dresses.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. The part that everybody likes best.
I thought some of them were pretty unflattering,
frankly. I don't understand the need to have the gay guy doing the fashion thing. I got a gay guy who lives across the street from me. He dresses horribly.
Yeah, exactly.
T-shirt and jeans. I mean, it was cool.
Yeah. Huh?
I don't get it.
He's a disgrace to his people, then.
No,
because
he's just a
gay guy. The gay guys I know dress better than most women.
He's a disgrace to his people?
Yeah. That's what I say. Man.
Where do we do?
Are you going to try to send me a complaint letter? What?
No, you know what I think?
He's dressed like a regular person.
Scott Kelly is coming back to Earth later on.
So cool. I can't wait to see what his eyeballs look like.
I know. Well, I want him to stay up there. I'm going to stop getting cool pictures.
He's been there for almost a year.
Stay up for another. I like the pictures, he says.
Okay. So here's this is the kind of stuff that drives me. I don't even know if I want to hear this or not. If you go to Cut 14, Richie, there's a YouTuber who goes by the name Validation Boy, who thinks this has been a big hoax, who thinks that, he remember when, after the first space landing, there were a lot of people who said, well, and there was a movie even done about it, the hoax of the man landing on the moon. It was done on a soundstage in Burbank.
My favorite thing is the guy who walks up to Buzz Aldrin outside of a building somewhere where he just made a speech and says that it's a fake and you're a fraud, you're a sham, you should be ashamed of yourself. And Buzz Aldrin just socks him in the nose. Look it up on YouTube. Just Buzz Aldrin punch, and he just—I mean, he pummels this guy right in the nose.
Let's see. I want to listen to a little of this until I lose my patience with it. So let's
just yesterday, I came across this hilarious little article from CNN.com, and I just had to share it with you guys. It's about Scott Kelly and his return from space on March 1st, and the article is titled "Scott Kelly from Space: Earth's Atmosphere Looks Very, Very Fragile." They just pile lies on top of lies. It's hilarious. You got to hear this garbage. This article was uploaded on February 12th, or updated on February 12th, at 5:50 p.m., and reads as follows. In one of his final interviews from the International Space Station, astronaut Scott Kelly, whose twin brother is married to Gabby Giffords, said that Earth's atmosphere looks very, very fragile and like something that we need to take care of. Kelly will return to Earth in March, but spoke with CNN's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, via satellite. During his time at the space station, Kelly has remained active on social media and often shares his unique perspective of the planet by posting photos. Because of his spectacularly encompassing vantage point, Gupta asked Kelly how he would define the Earth's condition if it were a human body. There are definitely parts of Asia, Central America, says Scott Kelly, that when you look at them from space, you're always looking through a haze of pollution. As far as the atmosphere is concerned and being able to see the surface, you know, I would say definitely those areas that I mentioned look kind of sick. When you look at the atmosphere on the limb of the Earth, I wouldn't say it looks unhealthy, but it definitely looks very, very fragile and just kind of like this thin film. So it looks like something we definitely need to take care of. This part's the kicker. Check out these numbers. Kelly is currently in his 501st day in space over six different missions and the 321st day of his one-year mission aboard the ISS. He's now been in space longer than any other U.S. astronaut. Okay, 501, 5 plus 1 equals 6. He's on his six different missions, and this is the 321st day. 3 plus 2 plus 1 equals 6. So you got your 666 right there. And then he's released 18 photos, and of course 18 is 6
this
plus 6 plus 6.
This guy is a numerologist, apparently.
These Freemason stooges just can't stop.
Three.
All right.
There you go. All right, 16 past the hour. Food for thought. Another conspiracy theory in the next half hour has to do with Katy Perry and JonBenet Ramsey. You think that one was a beauty? This guy.
Really?
Wait till you hear the next one.
This has got to be
all
good.
16 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program. This is no conspiracy theory. You're losing your hair. What do we do about fixing that? Well, what you need to do is consider my suggestion to use Provia. Provia and the new Provia, you can get them both for the same price. You buy one, you get two. What it does is cleanse your scalp. You get the pores open so that you can have the, what did I say yesterday? I think 1,700 hairs a week or something come out of your head. Altogether, there are, I think, about 4,700 or 4,900 hairs in your head. So if you were to count, somewhere the average human being has about 4,700 to 4,900 hairs in his or her head. And as the hair falls out, it does like everybody's hair falls out. From when you're a kid, you always see hair in your brush or going down the drain, but does it reproduce itself? Like your skin cells do and all the rest of the bones in your body and the internal organs of your body. Well, if the pores are plugged up from using cheap shampoos, no, that's not going to happen. It's not going to grow back again. So that's why you lose your hair 9 times out of 10. Thinning hair, the result of follicles that are wearing out and pores that are plugged up. Call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Mention Doug Steffen, get two for the price of one. Your hair will not fall out anymore. Here's somebody who wrote to me and said, this is a great product. My hair is hardly falling out anymore. I bought it at the beginning of last year. Now everybody notices my hair is fuller. And the reason for that, sir, is because there's a volumizer in Provia as well. So this thing is super concentrated, gets fast results. Call 800-525-8319 and order your Provia now from Chamonix. Telling the story about George, the guy who invented the cream for the face and has made a company out of this. This is a big company now, and they have guarantees on everything. So get your hair back or your money back. That's the guarantee with Provia. 800-525-8319. Again, 800-525-8319.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream, America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
No
other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be alright on that first night when I'm gone.
Joey and Rory, country husband and wife. You may remember a couple of months ago, I'm sure we're not the only people in the world that were talking about this, how Joey came down with a really serious cancer. And now her husband says that she only has a few more days at the most. The Post
this
describing
has been so
her.
Heartbreaking. You know, Dougie, I am a country music fan.
Yes, I do.
And I will admit, the first time I saw Joey and Rory in concert live, they were opening for, I don't even know who, some big act that I had really gone to see. And I thought, who are these guys? The husband, Rory, comes out in, like, overalls and a plaid shirt. I mean, really down-home kind of dressing, the stuff that you don't even really see in country music anymore. But they had such a really beautiful sound together that I sort of paid attention to them, and then I had seen them a few other times opening other shows.
Yeah.
And watching her, she got pregnant, found out she had cervical cancer, became stage 4 cervical cancer, and watching their relationship unfold, because Rory, the husband, has been very open about every step of the process. Once they pulled her out of chemo and put her on hospice care in November, he's kept a blog, and it's been a very public, fans can go and see it, it's very accessible. And seeing these pictures of how she went home just to spend time with her family and her baby who's 2 years old. I mean, if I could say that you could handle this in a graceful way, I mean, I don't know these people. They don't know me. But boy, she seems pretty, she handled this with such grace.
Pretty
these beautiful
strong.
Pictures. Oh my gosh. Yeah. When he would put new releases out, it would kind of start to trend on social media. I'd look at it. I mean, these people have made me cry and I don't know them because it's just their relationship, their love. I mean, she seems like quite the person. And she's handled this in a really amazing way, I think.
So, she had stage 4 cervical cancer. Is this the kind of cancer that gets that you're protected from when you get one of those shots?
No, that's HPV that you're talking about.
HPV virus, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of research out about the HPV shot. In this case, she did not know that she had this until she started trying to get pregnant. She got pregnant, she had her baby, and it was just too late. Cervical cancer tends to be really silent for women. There are no symptoms. And typically when you go get your pap smear, you're testing for uterine cancer. And you might be able to get some early indicators if you get some abnormal cells from the cervix, but it's one of those cancers that grows fast and it can be pretty aggressive.
Mm-hmm. The husband shared the news that my wife has been asleep for days now. Her body's shutting down. She wanted to stop fighting. I'm ready to go home, she told him. That's just sad.
I can't imagine how you kiss your 2-year-old daughter goodbye. But she's recorded songs, she's recorded messages.
Yeah,
and she's left her birthday cards and things that will last her daughter her life, I hope.
You know, it's funny that you say that. She's recorded songs so that her daughter will be able to hear her voice. And that's one thing I miss about my dad, is not hearing his voice, and wish I would have recorded his voice just so I could hear him. And so when my mom leaves me a message on my voicemail, I do not delete them.
You save it. This will actually get me crying now, but I have my dad recorded my grandparents on one of those stupid Hallmark Christmas ornaments years ago. Mm-hmm. And when they were both, before my grandmother had her stroke, when they were both, you know, in good health. And we listen to that thing. We play it once every Christmas, and it makes me cry every time because you're right. You forget their voice.
Yeah.
So sad.
Which is why I'm glad that we have this. I mean, we'll have podcasts on the internet forever, and my kids will be able to hear my voice.
They'll be sick of us.
Yeah.
That's all right. Good to have it. All right, 28 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Up next, Warren Eckstein with his daily pet update.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that dog guardians live longer and are happier and healthier? Academic research has revealed that dog guardians are happier, healthier, and likely to live longer. In some cases, the research even ventured as far as to suggest the social support offered by a dog or cat is greater than the support that another human being can offer you. It's also confirmed that pet guardians tended, in general, to be healthier than average members of population. As well as lower blood pressure, cholesterol levels, dog guardians suffer fewer minor ailments and serious medical injuries. As a matter of fact, a new study says that seniors that go into surgery will recuperate 50% faster than those at home that don't have pets. So, if you have some medical condition, maybe the next time you go to your doctor, besides prescribing some pills and some exercise, he may just say, you know what, why don't you visit your local shelter and adopt yourself a good dog or a good cat. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcome to Staples. Staples Guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples Tech Team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services Next Day Guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
33 at the hour now on today's Good Day program with me, Doug Steffen, and my friends Jennifer Horn, Richard McFadden, Kara Schillen, as we try to bring some sense to some of the... And I said we were serious sometimes and silly, the sobering things like this Erin Andrews situation. Yesterday she was in court sobbing, describing the moment that she told her parents about this stalker. And I saw the stalker. It doesn't appear he has any remorse at all. When he was asked in court,
he's a crazy person.
He was there to look at her. He said, yeah, his name is Michael David Barrett. He had a deposition, admitted to filming and releasing the video. So she's suing him. And the owner of the Marriott Hotel, who let the stalker know which room she was in, so he rented the room next door and then looked at her naked, and she realized that she was naked. She broke down in court saying this whole thing has ripped her apart. This has not been exactly great publicity for her. Some people say that it was a publicity stunt. I didn't get that out of this at all. She was in court talking about how she explained to her parents the video, and she threw up when the FBI agents made her watch it. What was that all about? Why would the FBI agents make her watch it? I don't get that at all.
Would you look away, though? I mean, I'm sure they probably wanted her to know what was taken. I mean, as gruesome as it is, and even if it makes you sick and you don't want to see it, wouldn't you want to know how much of your privacy was violated?
I suppose.
And
I would
want to
know everything.
Is a lot.
Yeah, I would be afraid that I didn't know what else is out there.
Uh-huh. All right, so here is an overview of what happened in court yesterday.
you know, her body. And I saw it for 2 seconds, and I was like, oh, my God. And I shut it down.
Erin Andrews breaking down in court today as she relived the moment she discovered a naked video of herself online.
I'm naked all over the internet, and I don't know what it is.
The popular sportscaster and co-host of Dancing with the Stars is suing the owner and manager of this Nashville Marriott, where she was secretly filmed by a stalker in 2008. The video has been viewed nearly 17 million times. Andrew's mother, Paula, described consoling her daughter.
There was no calming her down. It's a nightmare that doesn't stop.
Andrews is also suing the man who filmed her, Michael David Barrett, a former insurance executive. She claims the hotel made it easy for him to track her down and film her on his cell phone through a peephole he modified.
I picked up the house phone and I called the operator and asked her, could I have her dining room? They connected me so that I knew what room she was in.
The hotel calls Barrett a criminal.
I want to kill that. Well, I don't want to kill him, but I want to strangle him. Mm-hmm. You know when Trump said, I want to punch him in the face?
Yeah.
I don't get upset about much stuff. When I hear things like that, I want to punch that guy in the face.
That's just stupidity.
When he takes a shot at me, I'm going to duck. You can take him after that.
Yes. Think about what her father.
Oh.
I know.
Can you imagine?
What I'd do if that was my daughter?
And put yourself in her shoes at the moment you realize that you're naked on the internet
everywhere.
And you cannot take it off. You cannot get rid of it. It's there forever. 17 million times people have watched you walking around in your what you thought to be private hotel room.
Yep.
Well,
that's why you ought to be able to sue that hotel.
The refreshing side of this story is that she actually cares that she's naked on the internet.
Yeah.
How often do starlets...
Kardashians?
Yeah, and starlets
God.
Oh, you know what? And they give up all their power by taking off their clothes
Sex
and doing
videos.
Stupid little videos and pictures and whatever it is. And they don't realize the seriousness of it and the gravity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they just throw stuff up there. It never goes away. Here's someone who tried to do things the right way and has to deal with the fallout from all this. It's terrible.
I tell my kids, and when you get college kids coming here,
is it 9, 10, 11 years old about something
like this?
Once you
put something on the internet, it's there
never goes
forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you don't want it to be there, you should never put it there. I'm telling you, we were just talking about this the other day. We're going to start getting a batch of interns in here for the summer, college interns, and one of the first things I do is check their Facebook and Instagram pages, and if there's something on there that's, you know, I don't know that I want you walking around my halls.
Yep. All right, so I'm going to sort of shift gears here. Jennifer's going to do the television report in a matter of moments. I just realized that George Kennedy died.
Yeah.
We're going to have a moment for George?
Well,
he deserves one.
He really does.
He's one of those faces that even if you didn't know his name, you recognized him because he was
And he was 60 plus years in the movies. He started as an extra, a stuntman, but he's best remembered early on in his career for his role in Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah.
But he was just a miserable guy. he was a tough role. That was a tough movie anyway. But he actually played some pretty interesting characters that were bad as well as good. But he was in all kinds of westerns and disaster films. He won the Oscar for being in Cool Hand Luke. That was back in 1968. If you look at him then, and then you look at him as he was in the airport movies. He was in Naked Gun.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, he was great in that.
Yeah, right.
And the airport movies.
His final role was opposite Mark Wahlberg in The Gambler. That was a couple of years ago. He said when he was interviewed a couple of years ago, he lived in Boise, Idaho, by the way, and listened to this radio program in Boise. I forgot about that. He came from a showbiz family. His mother performed as a ballerina in vaudeville. His father was an orchestra leader. He was in the Army for 16 years as a captain. He was in the reserves. He was in active duty, and then he was in the reserves. I'm looking at the KBOI posting on him. He talked about all the times he would do his callbacks and that sort of thing. He's very athletic, and you can see that. He started in television shows, Have Gun Will Travel, Cheyenne, Gunsmoke, and then he got noticed in the early 60s. I was in a lot of John Wayne movies, and a couple of them he was a really bad guy. I'm trying to remember which one I saw him in first. You put that black stuff over your teeth so you look like you don't have any teeth, that kind of stuff. But he was a leading man. He had a lot of great roles. I think many people will remember him in many different ways, but he was quite the character, and he was very happy to stay involved in it. He became an advocate for adopted children, had four adopted children, his granddaughter Taylor, whose mother was also adopted by Kennedy, had become addicted to drugs and alcohol, and he spent a lot of time working in that area. But anyway, I think the passing of George Kennedy...
Here he is accepting his Oscar. Paul Newman out in the audience.
Oh, I could bust. I have to thank Stuart Rosenberg for giving me the opportunity to even be here. And I must simply thank the Academy for the greatest moment of my life. Thank you.
A very well-educated guy, too, by the way.
Simple and soft-spoken, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very much so. But good. He was very good at his craft. Let's see.
What's the matter, Doug? One more barrier between you and the...
He's 91. Good life.
Yeah, 91, oh, yeah. 91 is good. Yeah.
But I know what you're thinking. It's just like when my dad died, I thought the same thing. And then Glenn Frey dies.
Yeah.
David Bowie dies. And it's just
one.
I know, but it's like one. No, but for me, they're a little bit older. So it's one person in between you and
the finish line, right?
And the finish line. Well, you keep teasing me when I say, today's the first day of March, already through 2 months. Meredith and I were talking about this yesterday.
The closer you get to the finish line, the faster it seems to go.
It's like the toilet paper roll.
Yeah. I was here 2 months ago, and it seems like I was here 2 days ago. And then, she and I haven't seen each other for almost a month, and it seemed like bingo. Just the time is really, we're finished with winter for the most part. Keep my fingers crossed on that one. I was trying to figure out how I would present the passing of Charlie Tuna.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you? The guy was one of the last great music jocks. Classic rock jocks or oldies jocks.
He worked in every genre, which was so cool. He was a boss type, but he worked in country, he worked in oldies, he worked in popular music. I mean, the guy was, he worked in every genre, and he worked in game shows, which was really cool, too.
He was an announcer for lots of
TV
shows that are notable. One of the things that I only met the guy once, but he always was, a hero. And he's only a couple of years older than me. But I find
71 years old, pretty insane. And apparently he had cancer. His family knew about it. He actually died on the 21st of February. He's already buried, but the word that he passed away didn't come out until yesterday. So
he was on the air in Los Angeles until, 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago? Maybe it was November, I think. They took him off the air. And I remember how angry I was at CBS because it appeared that they took him off. They're trying to young down the station. So they took him off the air, and maybe it wasn't, it may not have been because of that. It may have been the other.
He may have taken himself
warehouse.
Off.
And La Victoria Sauces dips in sauces. You all know who you are on the home of the LA Raiders, KRLA.
I got a game for you.
Oh, I like games.
You tell me who's for Proposition 64, and I'll tell you who's against it.
Okay.
6:53. Dragging the line. Next hour, Cheapskate's Handbook. For all of you out there who want to be cheap, we have a handbook. It'll fill you in. Also later on, Steve Canale of Dallas. We'll be talking to him not only about the television series victory over Miami Vice, but something else he's got coming up.
Working those cards, hitting the post.
You listen to that. He was the last, really. I can't think of another guy. It was from that era.
Hold on your sweater. Turn
kind
around.
Kind of Ortiz, perhaps. Notice that we fixed her tag, Charlie. We fixed Joni's tag.
I know, yeah, all good. It would look kind of bad otherwise.
That's an era, maybe because I was in it. And I'm, you know, basically from that time, and I don't even know why it upsets me.
Because he was one of the greats.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean, you. No one could replicate that sound of his voice. You know that?
No.
I mean, the way he sounded. And I have to say, I was lucky enough, I was really blessed to work with Charlie for probably a good part of a year, maybe a little more than that. He would come in and use our offices at CRN as he was hosting a morning show for a country station in town and in Los Angeles. And I remember sitting outside of the studio, and I could hear him before, in between songs, he'd go, because that voice is, so, I mean, yeah. he lived and he made so
But it wasn't a phony voice. That was not his.
No.
A lot of the guys who were jocks in that era, they would work. I remember one guy told me, I used to laugh about him. He would smoke cool cigarettes and gargle with razor blades.
Yeah, to rip up his throat a little.
But Charlie was just, it was the genuine. I actually, as I said, I only met the guy once. But I would listen when I'm in Los Angeles. I would make it my business to be in the car when he was on the air. And I can't tell you that I feel that way about anybody else. They're most, I'm probably, maybe Scott Shannon, if I were able to listen to him. But listen, crank it up.
'62 on all oldies, all the time. KRLA, that's the Orlines, the Washington Wire Kids, we called them back then, the Wawa Tuesday. 706 KRLA, big time.
He always had a line, and he kept up, he was able to keep up with the times. He was always talking when he was on KRLA, just before he finished K Earth, before he was done in November. He was always on the internet, he had a huge Facebook following, he's always posting stuff. And the one thing that was different about him, Jennifer, whether you noticed it or not, listening to him, he didn't do, the management there left him alone. That's what makes me, I'm beginning to think that maybe he pulled himself off the air when he found out he was sick, because he did whatever he wanted. He had the highest Q ratings of any radio personality in Los Angeles, and they would argue about whether to put him on Monday through Friday instead of, you know, one of the other guys had been around for a long time, but he had it always sounded the same, no matter when he was on, no matter how it was, no matter what the circumstances of the station was, he always sounded the same. So
keep in mind, he also had a really, very successful, still in existence, his business partners Keeping It Up. They're doing a syndication service for all types of music formats. Charlie and can't remember his business partner's name, but he was also working on that. And he worked on it up until he passed away.
Yeah, he just kept on it. Yeah, he just kept at it. So that's the way I'm. You're going to have to pull me out that way, Richie. That's it.
I'm throwing a line down to you.
So I think that kind of jog, a lot of people remember. And I don't think there's probably anybody in the country better known than he was. Charlie Tuna passing at 71.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project. Our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Ritchie and I, Jennifer, the star once again, who will grace us with what's cooking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or all what's right, not so, cooking, to be what's precise.
Why? What is
this? Oh, right, it's a secret.
Okay. So I came across some information that is very compelling, extraordinarily compelling, about mayonnaise. Ew. And I will have that compelling information plus Jennifer's
That's
report.
That's not cooking for me. I don't like that at all.
Things from the What's Cooking department up next here on Good Day.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 3/31/16.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the Marchandise 5 premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
All right, here we are at 50, where are we, 52 minutes after the hour. No, wait a minute, 56 minutes after the hour. So okay. I have this study that's been done on mayonnaise. Remember when, what was that movie?
It was Lou Gossett Jr.
Gossett Jr. in one of those.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Yeah, no, it was Officer, okay. So mayonnaise and the name mayonnaise. There's a product around, Jennifer, called Just Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vegan mayonnaise.
Okay.
Unilever, which makes Hellman's mayonnaise, owns the patent and the rights to the word mayonnaise. So they sued Just Mayo over its quote-unquote deceptive marketing practices.
Because it's not mayo.
Right. Under Food and Drug Administration rules, only products containing vegetable oil, eggs, and vinegar, and lemon juice can be called mayonnaise. Mm. So Unilever dropped the suit, though, because the FDA got in the middle of it. I found some leaked emails showing that officials within the American Egg Board, which is sort of a governmental group meant to promote the interests of egg producers, advised Unilever to complain about mayo, Just Mayo, because it doesn't have any eggs in it. And that's where the suit started, because Just Mayo doesn't have any eggs.
Can I tell you something? When we did the Whole 30, my wife and I did the Whole 30, which is kind of the paleo diet, we made our own mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, yeah, you can.
What a gap it is that you're paying for this.
I know.
It is the easiest thing. It's easier to make than
like tartar sauce.
The only thing you need is one of those hand mixers. Immersion mixer.
Right. Yeah.
And it's just basically, it's an egg and vegetable oil, and if you want to throw a little bit of vinegar and some lemon juice or Dijon mustard in it, you can.
Taste it up.
But, I mean, it takes 20 seconds to make mayonnaise.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, what else
still
you got?
Gross.
What else is cooking or not?
Still nasty. All right, there's a story out today, Dougie, about reducing waste and feeding the poor. When it comes to feeding the world's population, it's either feast or it's famine. According to the UN, a third of all food produced around the world for human consumption is lost or wasted. That's a big deal, a third of all food. Even, and this is as a billion people worldwide don't have enough food to lead a healthy lifestyle. So a lot of hungry people, a lot of wasted food. So, supermarket in Copenhagen has decided to reduce waste while helping to feed the poor by selling food with past due sell-by dates and damaged packaging for at least, maybe even more than half the price posted at the regular store. WeFood is the company doing this. And I really hope that we in the U.S. stop with the lawsuits and start doing the same thing. It's a good model.
Makes great sense. Nothing but sense.
Yep.
Good job, Jen Jen. 59 after.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.